More good days in May, trying to normalize conversations about so many different battles that you might be having. Listening to Bubba Show right now, dealing with mental health. Jolie Heidinger hanging out with us this morning.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air to social media and just life in general. Are you seeing, Jolie, a younger generation starting with the eating disorders? With
definitely. The mental, yeah. I mean, we still see all age groups.
Right, right, right.
And it's always been associated, you know, with sort of anorexia with the teenage, you know, girl, right?
Uh-huh.
From the white upper middle class echelon. And that still exists, but that's not all of it anymore. And so, you know, the way social media has changed it is it used to be when we were growing up, you'd compare yourself to, you know, the one or two hot people in your school or maybe some people in the magazines, you know, maybe the greatest models or whatever. But now what we're seeing is they're comparing themselves every day to people who have changed their image on social media, right?
So and you don't even know if what you're seeing is real. With AI?
Oh,
you
exactly.
You have no idea whether...
Exactly.
Like did you see... Here's a story. There was a South Korean influencer who had millions upon millions of followers. And she was doing some kind of live stream. And apparently she was using AI to change the way she looked. And it glitched in the middle of the live stream.
Oh, wow. I think I might know about this.
Yes, there was a story.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, and I'm like, what, like her content, in my mind, would have been just as good if she just showed what she actually looked like. But she felt the need to completely change her appearance.
Everything has. Even when we look at performers, right, they've changed. I mean, would have Aretha Franklin been Aretha Franklin today if she looked the way she looked then to now? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we're so ridiculous about, like, what we think somebody should look like. Would Michael McDonald been exciting? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, probably not.
And so, as I think...
By the way, my daughter, are we listening to Michael McDonald?
Right, he's very cool.
So did this start with the Kardashians?
I think so. I think that was a big portion of it. I think that like took it up to the next level.
The changing of their body image, their changing of how they look, their weight,
and that's your value. I mean, they've had influences in other ways, but if you said what's their primary influence, that's what it's been. I mean, that's what I see in young girls. That's what they talk about.
So when somebody sees you, or they see you, they come to see you because they have an eating disorder. Do you find that people are coming to see you because they've recognized it, or are they coming to see you because somebody else has recognized it and convinced them to come see you?
Most of the times the latter, but I would say there are occasions where sometimes they've started to see that their life is falling apart and they've connected the dots themselves. And sometimes they show up and they're there because they want to get better. But you know, a lot of times, especially with the teenagers, it's usually because their parents, you know, got them there. And so then I have to convince them that you have to want to take control of your life and your own outcomes, and that your outcomes are tied to yourself. Like, you're not hurting anybody but yourself, not your parents. Sometimes there's that can
That's
happen.
A great that you brought me to think this. What's that first question you ask when they come in? What do you do? What is your job
so
with
I
them
do
when
the
they walk in?
The medical care. So for me, I'm trying to figure out, like, how are they feeling internally? So I want to ask them... There's a lot of symptoms that go along with it, right? So they might, with women, they might not have with their periods anymore.
Which is, right, because like, it stops because they're hurting their bodies.
Right.
Right.
And so like that basically is like an evolutionary thing, right? So if you think about how we've evolved as human beings, whenever you weren't taking enough calories and you were malnourished in like caveman times, that was, well, we don't want to have kids during this time because we're not, right? So the body adapts. So it's amazing how the body just keeps adapting and adapting. And so it can, the body, like I can take labs on somebody that is just so underweight, and it's shocking to me that their labs can be okay, right?
Really?
Yes, because the body can rob from Peter to pay Paul, and all of a sudden, like, everything still looks fine. And I'm saying to them, like, the house is still on fire, right? It's about to burn down, but, like, yes, it's still standing, right?
Wow.
It's still standing. There's smoke coming out of the roof.
Right,
and, like,
right, but...
There's fire in the windows, but, you know, they're like, my labs are okay. You know, I mean, I have to argue with that one a lot, which is, like, my labs are okay. Right. And so then sometimes I'll do a DEXA scan, which tells me whether they've had bone loss. That one usually can be very convincing.
Explain bone loss.
So if you don't have your period, or as a boy, if you've also lost, you know, your testosterone, like, so you can have bone loss. And so they do a DEXA scan, and that tells us how much bone loss you've had. And so this is, you know, can't be argued. So a lot of times when I give them this piece of paper. It's like, well, look, you've had bone loss.
I never knew this.
You can have osteoporosis or osteopenia.
Yeah, my mom has both osteopenia and osteoporosis.
Right, and that happened with menopause, right? She lost her estrogen.
She's, you know, much older, and she goes through those DEXA scans, but that's more normal for somebody that is a little older. So, Jolie, right. You saying that you're doing this for the young generation is so heartbreaking.
Boys and girls.
Right.
Right. And so that sometimes you can't argue with that. And mm-hmm. then that also, right, that I can say, oh, you see women who are like arched over and have that kyphosis. Do you want that? And no, I don't want that. Right now, they can tie it to something physical that is like not what they want to look like. And sometimes that can be really influential for them. So that one's a really useful thing that I check.
The DEXA scan.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. When we come back, Jolie Heidinger, I want you to think about this.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song. And that is, if somebody's listening to Bubba's show right now, and they're battling an eating disorder, and they're not sure what to do, I want you to tell them what they should do and what they should look out for when we come back, okay?
Okay, great.
Awesome. This is More Good Days in May right here on 100.7 Star.